This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. The town of Normal is closer to a new building in Uptown, north of the Circle and east of the Constitution Trail. Town Council members approved moving forward with developer Bush Construction, based in Iowa, on a development agreement for the $29 million building. GLT broke the story on January 4th in an interview with City Manager Mark Peterson. And here to talk more about the new structure proposed for Uptown is Mayor Chris Koos, who joins us regularly following council meetings. Chris, thanks for stopping by Sound Ideas. A couple of opposition points arose quickly when GLT first reported this story, and I'd like to get your reaction to both of them. Let's talk parking first. What sort of value does the parking lot that would go away and become this building provide to Uptown?
Well, all the parking wouldn't go away, but obviously a significant amount of it would go away. There is a lot of parking available in Uptown Normal, and it's going to require people to take a different mindset to it. You know, I'm told by people that they will not park in parking decks. That's just a deal breaker for them. But I think if there's enough activity down there that draws people in, they'll change their ways.
What is the land worth?
That's a good question. And we haven't had that discussion with a developer yet. There are a lot of those kinds of decisions that have to be made. You made reference to a $29 million building. Well, that was a concept, a $29 million concept. We don't know what that building's going to end up being. There are just a lot of moving parts in it. Basically, what we did last night was to say we like your development team and your philosophy on what you want to do with this with these properties down here, and that's why we chose them.
What about their philosophy is welcoming to the town?
The fact that they were trying to do a lot of the financing themselves, the fact that they had a multifaceted finance stack, loans, the TIF dollars left on the on the TIF, new market tax credits, things like that.
Let me return to parking. You'd mentioned there is plenty of parking, but it's not only that. It's the perception, and the perception of space in the downtown. One of the original points of the FAR report was to create open spaces and vistas to look down. Does a five-story building in that location cut down the vistas and make Uptown Circle a chillier place, potentially?
Absolutely not. It does not at all. And in fact, the building massing was shown, not the building itself, what the building will look like, is very consistent with the FAR plan. In terms of the vistas going up and down Constitution Trail, from the Circle east to Linden Street, those vistas are created. And the idea is to have an urban density at the core and have it step down as it goes to the edges.
Are there ways to combat the reluctance to go to parking decks or the perception of difficulty of parking, if it is available?
You know, it's an interesting thing. I think if people want to be in a place that they're enticed to a place, they'll do that. I mean, look at downtown Chicago. Street parking, forget about it.
At one point, the town was discussing making parking decks free and charging for on-street parking to increase use of the three decks in Uptown. Is that discussion still viable?
I think it's still viable, but it needs the merchant groups, the retailers in Uptown at the table to agree that that's a better solution than what we have now.
Where does it lie?
We haven't had the discussion in a while, but I think if we get some more density down there, we're going to have that discussion. You know, in a parking demand study that was done a while ago, the concept was that if you're 85 to 90% parked on the street, you're okay. But if you're having to drive around the block repeated times because there's no parking, that's a problem. And that's where you want to start thinking about metered parking.
And what is the situation down there?
It depends on the time of day.
Yeah. Is there potential for abuse of free spaces in the deck if you move that direction?
You know, I don't think we'll ever go to free spaces in the deck. I just don't see that. That may have been a discussion years ago, but I don't see that happening now.
Okay. The other negative reaction to the proposal for the Trail East structure is the mural on the side of 104 East Buford and the three structures, 104, 106, and 108 East Buford. Are these buildings historic?
It depends on who you talk to. Are they characteristic of a period of the town of Normal? Absolutely. Are they in good shape? They're in relatively good shape. So they're of a kind. They're not landmark buildings by any means.
How about the value of the mural?
The value of the mural, you can't put a dollar amount on. I mean, it's something that people like. I've talked to other people that said, yeah, it's kind of cute. Some people are very tied to it, some aren't, and that mural's been there for 4 years maybe. There's always opportunities to do new ones.
Okay. At the start of the Uptown planning process, and I date myself, more than 15 years ago, city staff and the council people and mayor, you at the time, said that the Uptown revitalization process would change the character of the area. It would force rents to rise and perhaps end some mom-and-pop businesses and force them out to the fringes of Uptown where the rents would still be lower. Has that happened?
I think in a sense, it depends on the condition of the property. If it's a brand-new property, or if it's an older property that has had a substantial restoration, we've had both of those. The economics of that force those rents higher.
That's part of the concern of what is going on with these buildings, right? Is it about to happen or accelerate?
That has not been vocalized. It's something I understand as a retailer.
It has been vocalized on social media, but
okay. That was not an issue that was brought up in the comments last night. As a retailer, I understand this concept very, very strongly. And there are, there are buildings down there that are probably renting for $12 a square foot for retail space, and there are some that are probably $20 to $23 a square foot.
Who owns 106 East Buford?
You're going to have to help me with the... Which building?
It was 104 on the edge, 106, and then 108.
A gentleman out of Chicago owns 106.
Okay. Is it a deal breaker with a developer if the buildings don't go?
We've not had that discussion. They will come to us with a concept plan and for the frontage that they need on the circle and frontage they will need on the circle, not for the offices that have been negotiated, but for the retail space. If there's no retail on the circle, it's not going to function very well on Constitution Boulevard.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with Mayor Chris Koos of the Town of Normal. City Manager Mark Peterson characterized this as an economic development project. What do you think?
I think it is. I think there's a strong economic development component, and for the current merchants and new merchants in that area, it's going to be a boon. I mean, you're going to have somewhere in the neighborhood to 225 to 275 office workers down there day to day. Many of them haven't walked into your businesses, which will now because of the adjacency of where they work to those locations. The restaurants will do well. The hotels will do well because a couple of these companies do have people that come into the community. So, yeah, it can be an economic development issue.
The FAR firm indicated that a few years ago that Uptown needs several more restaurants to really be a dining district, with the one in Uptown 1 that has yet to be announced. And by the way, are we close to that?
I'm not sure. We talked to the developer of that project, and he's kind of wrapping up getting the residential component of that done and is in active conversations with restaurateurs about that property.
And the retail or potentially restaurants in Trail East, How is that enough of a critical mass to be a dining district or to attract one more somewhere else in Uptown?
You know, that's a hard thing for me to say. Yes, you know, there's a magic number that's a tipping point, and now you're a dining district and now you're not. You know, we've had some ebbs and flows on that in the Uptown area.
How do the two firms that want to be tenants there, Farnsworth and the other unnamed tech firm, along with the retail and the housing, mesh with what the Uptown plan says about the mix, particularly the housing?
You know, early on, it meshes very well because it was always designed to have a mixed-use and an 18-hour street life. And so the fact that you have daytime office workers down there and then people that live there year-round helps to make a vibrant central business district.
Who is the unnamed tech firm?
Unnamed Inc.
Okay. There are 5,000 to 6,000 square feet of unnamed tenant. Mm-hmm. When will we know?
That's their decision for them to announce. And we always leave it to the tenant or the project developer to make those announcements. That's not our call.
Speaking of things we may know soon, we understand the council has interviewed at least one candidate to replace City Manager Mark Peterson. How goes that process?
I think we'll have a decision fairly soon. The council may be considering another interview. We did an interview yesterday, and we got pretty close up to council meeting time, so we weren't able to finish our discussions on that. But I would think fairly soon you'll know who the new city manager will be.
Do you bring that person back if you didn't finish, or is that the council
part
of the
discussion? No, it's more of a council conversation.
Okay. How many finalists are in the hopper?
Can't say.
You've interviewed one. Mm-hmm. You indicate the possibility of at least one more.
Yeah. And, you know, there might be another if we don't like what we see in the other one.
It's somewhat traditional, although not universally observed, to make the names of finalists public. So far, you haven't done that. Why not?
Because we're not quite sure who the two or three finalists might be. It's more likely going to be two.
Does the public need to know that?
That's a good question. I guess it depends on which public you're talking to.
Okay. Which two or three publics are you considering? And why not? Why not make it public?
You know, because we haven't made a decision. I can't say there's candidate A, candidate B. I can't tell you that for certainty.
That's Mayor Chris Koos. Mayor, thanks for your time on Sound Ideas.
Absolutely.
Glad I'm Charlie Schlenker. The mayors of Bloomington and Normal are regular guests on Sound Ideas. Next week, you'll hear from Mayor Terry Renner. This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org.